For John, Elise, and Molly. For Nicole, Alex, and Amelia. No free government can survive that is not based on the supremacy of law. Inscription chiseled on the Justice Department building in Washington, D.C.
Author's note. Displayed on a wall in the center of the Washington Post newsroom are 6 gold medals, one from each time its reporters have won the highest honor bestowed in American journalism, the Pulitzer Prize for Public Service. The first, awarded in 1973, honored the newspaper's investigation of Watergate and a president's corrupt use of his office. It now harkens back to a fixed point in American history when the country collectively endured and processed a profound scandal, with the vast majority of Americans agreeing this marked a distressing low point for the nation. The Pulitzer Board granted us and our colleagues the most recent medal for coverage of the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Their announcement said our reporting had provided the public with, quote, a thorough and unflinching understanding of one of the nation's darkest days, end quote. But in the few short years that have elapsed, it's grown hard to walk by the wall of medals without questioning how the country's memories splintered so sharply and why, unlike so many historic events methodically reported by our newsroom, many Americans had rejected the reality of January 6. We set out to write this book in the summer of 2023, intent on building on our post reporting about how the Justice Department was a central character and punching bag in the country's growing division. We had uncovered new and gripping details about how several actors and forces had manipulated, outmaneuvered, and weakened the department, an anchor of American democracy. We learned the Justice Department had hesitated to formally begin investigating if then former President Trump and those around him had been criminally culpable for setting the day's violence in motion. Trump, meanwhile, filled the vacuum and began to rewrite the history of that day with his diehard supporters eagerly following suit.
We saw January 6th as neither a starting point nor an ending point, but the middle of a much bigger story. We needed to understand how the people of the vaunted U.S. Justice Department had come to seemingly quake at investigating Donald Trump, even after he had fomented a crowd to march on the Capitol. We found that Trump's previous assaults on the rule of law and attempts to make the Justice Department a tool for his political benefit shaped so much of what came after. Today, Donald Trump is president, and the state of the country has arrived at this contentious moment because of the events recounted in this book. Our reporting on his new administration's rejection of the rule of law and other sacred norms offers a signpost of where the United States is likely heading. Whether you like or dislike what the Justice Department is doing under Donald Trump in his second term, many inside the department fear a cycle has begun of mixing politics and prosecutions that will fundamentally change justice and America for decades to come. This book is the product of rigorous, careful reporting and interviews with more than 250 people, including senior officials in the Trump and Biden administrations, government prosecutors and federal agents, as well as outside advisors who are firsthand witnesses to one of the most devastating and challenging periods the Justice Department has faced in its history. Many of the people who spoke to us agreed to share their full accounts only on the condition that we not name them, because they feared damage to their careers or retribution from those angered by their candor. But we never took just one person's word for it. We are objective journalists who seek to determine the truth and to report it to the public as closely as we can ascertain. We reconstructed scenes in this book based on multiple independent accounts of participants, principals, and others who had been made aware of the events. Whenever possible, we corroborated accounts with government records, reports, court transcripts, contemporaneous notes, and other documentation, including texts, emails,